Brothers and sisters, there are volunteers walking around with the donation boxes. We will really appreciate that if you can donate whatever you can. There is cost involved with these kind of rallies, so whatever you can, please donate. I'll invite our last speaker, Brother Ali Malla, is a community and anti-war activist, a founding member of Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, long-term co-organizer of Al-Quds Day, former vice president of the Canadian Arab Federation, former federal NDP candidate, and a former vice president, Ontario NDP, Brother Ali Malla.
Brothers, sisters, comrades, friends, Maulanas and brothers, rabbis, all of you, Salamu alaikum, peace be yours. I'm here, I'm sure you heard everything. I don't know what you expect me to add and to say. But let me start by thanking every one of you who was here from the beginning, marched with us to the end. Let me thank you for your high moral stance, for standing up for justice, standing up for freedom, for dignity, for Palestine, and against any oppression and aggression anywhere in the world. You heard it from Sister Nassim and others, we are on occupied land. And maybe, perhaps, that's no wonder why the ancestors of settlers feel the same as the settlers of occupied Palestine and support each other. But we tell them, we will not submit, we will not surrender, we are a qawm, la narka'u illa lillah. We are people, never bow but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will exercise our right for freedom of assembly, for freedom of expression, for walking on down our street. And we say to every politician or Zionist organization or media, take a hike, like it or not, we will continue marching for Palestine, for Al-Quds Day, every day, whenever there is a need for it. Long live Palestine! Long live Palestine! Long live Palestine! Long live Palestine! Brothers and sisters, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Never consent to be treated differently or in inferior way to anybody. Yes. Five months from now, election is coming. When a candidate of any party knocks on your door, ask them, where do you stand on the freedom for justice for Palestinians? Yes. Where do you stand about equity, equality, and universal human rights for all? You ask them, where do you stand for social justice and social issues? Your vote is your voice, is a trust of yours by God. You have to use it honestly. Damn with the cheap politics. Damn with the partisan politics. Take a stand. Take a stand and vote your conscience and your moral. Yeah. They say Al-Quds Day is a festival of hate. Brothers and sisters, we are loving people. We take compassion and human stand and act by speaking up against injustice and against occupation. Our gathering has people from all faith and no faith. We are proud to march down the streets, share the panel with us brothers and sisters from the Jewish community, Christian community, from various churches, from various denominations. So we are not about hate, and we don't need to explain ourselves. But let me tell you what hate is. Supporting occupation, supporting oppression, supporting aggression, giving financial aid, and having free trade agreement between Western countries, Canada, US and Europe, and Israel is not only hate, it's immoral, unethical, and inhuman policy made by corrupted politicians from Ottawa to New York to London to everywhere who support those illegal Zionist terrorist states. Brothers and sisters, we are not afraid. And again, I want to end by thanking Al-Quds Committee, by thanking marshals, brothers and sisters, and other members who put a lot of work and dedication into this event to make it happen. And before we leave, with our attitude and thanks, again, thank you all for participating. And make sure you come again and 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 again until Palestine is free from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. Brothers.